Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome in this morning. How's that for a nice surprise greeting this morning? It's a nice morning out here this morning. Just a little rain of falling and near ice all around us, but we're pretty clear here in Clay County. And looking forward to, once again, another great Clay County Corner here on WVFB, FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And it's a pleasure being here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and we'd like to thank the folks that make this possible right off the bat, and that, of course, the Clay County Chamber, three-star committee, and also all the wonderful folks that advertise with our show here that make this possible. And we advise you at all times, spend your money with them whenever you can, and don't take it all out of town. But we got a good show lined up this morning. Got Mayor Reagan to be in a few minutes. And to begin with, got Miss Sandra Wicks this morning. I'll not call her Squeaky Stewart. it's hard sometimes to remember these students you had get older and change their names on you and things like that. But I know we're going to talk a little bit about the senior center that's getting ready maybe to have some limited visitors again.
And we're hoping to.
Some things going on down there. And I know Mayor Reagan's coming on in a few minutes. We had to kind of work him in early a little bit. I think he's going to be laid up for a day or two. Going to have some surgery, so he'll be coming in with a little report on what's going on in and around the county here. And we may wander off on some other things. Before we take our first break, got a couple of public service type things. I know we've got a basketball game at home now this Friday night with East Robertson. That's kind of it. We had two games scheduled with them, and the first one we were supposed to, go down there, or no, I guess maybe they were supposed to come up here to begin with first of the season, and we were supposed to go down there at the end. Well, they had to cancel that because of COVID, but we were one game up on them in the schedule, so they're coming up here Friday night. So I think the schedule had it that we'd be on the road, but it's up here at the gymnasium here in Salina, so we've got that coming up. And also, it's great to announce the success of the regular season of our basketball teams this year. Our girls' basketball team wound up tied for second place in the conference standing, which means we'll be playing district games at home beginning, sometime next week. And the boys finished number one with an undefeated district season, and they finished their season they're at a 21-2 record and ranked number two in the state of Tennessee, which is great news and been a great year for that. And they'll be playing in the final rounds of the district tournament. They've got it set up now, so if you win the conference, you automatically qualify for the next round of the tournaments there. So they automatically qualify for the region now. And they'll get to rest about a week before they have to play. But we've got that going on down there, and we're everything's kind of running along fairly smooth here now. Like I said, we hadn't had any real bad weather yet. We hadn't, and we've been kind of leveled off on our COVID, and we're not sure exactly what's going on with the state reporting right now on that, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. And we've got our birthdays and anniversaries today. We'll be going through that, announcing those names, and drawing out a winner for the birthday cake. And we'll get into all those things here just in a few minutes. But right now, we'll take a little short break, work in a few words from our sponsors, come back. And I guess we'll give Ms. Sandra precedence this morning, because I think she said she had to get down and really go to work here in a few minutes. And then Mayor Reagan just came in nearly on time this morning. We'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's indeed a pleasure to be here this morning, and we hope that you're settled in a nice, warm place. And I know we had all kinds of warnings around us last night about the frozen power lines and all kinds of things like that, but I don't reckon we've had any of that anywhere near us. But if you watch the news this morning, over past Nashville and up above that area in there, then looked like some extreme trouble there. I know I saw a picture of I-24 heading up toward Louisville, and there wasn't any traffic on it at all this morning. And saw pictures of light wires that have already come down. So maybe in for a little bit of a rough time down there. And I think we're still kind of under a fringe warning here until, in the morning, maybe,
yeah,
folks?
I believe that's what they said. The advisory to about 6 o'clock, I think.
So we could get a little bit of ice or something here before all this is over with. But right now we're here in the corner room, and it's kind of snug in here this morning.
Nice and toasty.
Yeah. Came in and turned the fireplace up and turned the heater on a little bit. Good and warm in here. And we got maybe with all this conversation, we may warm it up a little bit more here. We'd never know for sure. But like I said earlier, Miss Sandra Stewart is here.
I knowed you would do that before this is over.
Miss Sandra Wicks is here with us this morning, and I know we got some news about the Senior Citizen Center, and just let her come in and talk a little bit to us. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning, and I've got really good news to announce. Excuse me. As of right now, and hopefully nothing's going to change this, I feel very good about this opening date. We are planning on opening up the center back on March the 1st, which it will be almost a year that we've been closed, because we closed last year on March the 18th, I think. So we're excited to be able to bring my senior citizens back, and they're very excited to be able to come back.
And, you know, that it's been kind of a tough time for
It's been very hard.
For senior citizens.
Very
because,
hard.
You know, I know they had their schedules, and you had all these things planned for them last year. But, okay, now let's look forward to the future. What have we got?
Well, one of the good things that we had that we started back this past July is with our meals. We know traditionally we had been going for like a couple years with frozen meals. So this past July, we signed a contract with Ollie's Restaurants. So now what we've been doing since we've been closed is people call in and order their meal, and then they come by the center, and I take it out to their car. So when we open back up, we're not going to be able, as of right now, to have on-site meals inside the center. This is not our rules. This is the state rules that we have to go by. But Ollie is going to be providing our meals. So when we open back up, if anyone wants to sign up with the center, they will come and see me, and then I can sign you up. And if you want a good, hot, delicious Ollie's meal every day that we're open, which is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, you will come in, and then we'll sign you up, and you can come by and eat lunch with us.
Can you bring them inside the center and eat?
Well, when we open, let me clarify that just a little bit. When we first open, we will not be able to bring them in the center. Ollie will deliver them, and then we'll be picked up just like we're doing now. But hopefully that will not last long. I have sent an email to Mr. Jim Schulman in Nashville, in which he is the one that is over the control of the senior centers in Tennessee. So he told me he would get back with me, and I just explained to him that we're a small center. We have a big, huge room, and we can spread out, and we'll have no problem social distancing.
Okay, and Sandra, this is kind of a two-edged thing, isn't it? Because
it is.
Realizing that the service that you weren't going to be able to provide, and then also realizing that due to COVID and things like that, that how it had affected, you know, Ollie's business up
yes.
there where people couldn't come in up there. And it's kind of a win-win situation, isn't it? It provided work for he and his
yes.
employees
mm-hmm.
and also provided the service for you folks down at the center.
We have an average right now. I have not signed any new people up to come and eat since we have been closed because, you know, they're having to come by and pick it up. So once we do get back in full operation and open, you will not be able to pick it up. You have to actually be present at the center to eat, which is why they call it congregate meals.
Yeah.
So as of right now, it's still pick up, but once they lift that, we will have to eat in the center, and no one will just be able to come in, pick up a meal, and leave.
Right.
They have to physically be at the center to eat.
Okay. Now, last week, my guest talked about maybe he had taught a class down there back earlier in culinary arts, Mr. Ken Lambert.
Yes, he did, and it was so much fun. He done a really good class. He actually had went out and found some mushrooms, wild mushrooms, and he sauteed those up for us, and very good. Ken's a really good chef.
Well, I looked at his thing he had on Facebook. He actually attended a culinary arts college out in San Diego, California, mm-hmm. and had owned restaurants all over everywhere, and just truly lots of things that he had done, and I, you know, kind of recommended it might be something that get look at a grant somewhere along the line where he could be paid to come down and
do a full course.
You know, mm-hmm. and this right now is the time to be applying for things like that through yeah. the, you know, the COVID recovery mm-hmm. and things like that. But I thought that was kind of interesting. Okay, now some of your plans that you're looking, you know, forward to getting maybe reinstituted or some mm-hmm. of the new things that are going on.
Well, right now, as you know, with just the way it is, I've not scheduled a whole lot of stuff other than, of course, we'll still have our bingo on Mondays and Thursdays at 10 o'clock. But we've got a class that UT is going to be doing for us, which would be Stay Healthy, Stay Strong, in which that is a very good class for helping you to stay physically fit, and it's also good for falls risk. So that is really the only thing right now besides our bingo that we're going to be doing. I'm not planning any trips at this time. It's just sort of a wait and see and take it day by day. And then too, you know, since we've had to be closed, we've not got to have any fundraisers, and that's where we get, you know, the biggest part right. of our money is from our fundraisers. And so we've not got to do any of that.
Okay, right now, just take a little short break. We'll be back just in a few minutes, and I know she's got a few more things to fill us in on. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Mrs. Wicks is here with us still this morning. I know we off camera, we were talking a little bit about some of the things maybe that are still in the planning stages down there. Well, not necessarily planning, but to be executed now, yes. I guess.
They're not planned. We have got to plan them, but we are going to get to plan them. This is probably the thing I need to say. Through the three-star, Dr. Young was able to get us a grant for the seniors, and we're going to have some computer classes. We are going to be able to purchase some, I think we're going to do laptops, so they'll be, you know, much easier for use, and we're going to have someone to come in, and I think as of right now it will be UT Extension has actually volunteered to help us do this, is train some of our seniors how to get on Facebook, and just various different things that they can look up if they want to do genealogy. They'll be able to do that. So we're really excited about that, but we're probably not going to start that in March. We may be looking more towards April for that.
I know you got to purchase equipment. And,
yes,
you know,
we've still not got anything purchased so far.
I know we have talked about that, and, you know, I talked to Sandra a minute ago, too. We tried this once before, and we tried to hobgoblin and put together a little lab of some kind.
We had a bunch of
mismatched stuff, and different people were on different kinds of machines, and we really couldn't accomplish much.
Yeah,
but we did introduce a few people, but that was it. But I think with this, you know, to get people to where they can, I know everybody wants to do Facebook or something now to keep up. I know us older folks keep up with our great nieces and nephews or grandkids.
Family especially.
Things like that. And getting everyone on standardized equipment where you can teach them. And the difference between, you know, a laptop and the phone that they use is not as much as it is where you have to have the old-fashioned machines. And I know so much of older folks and younger folks have discovered that these touchscreen machines are much easier for them to operate than that mouse. Some folks have a lot of trouble with the mouse. But I always remember the joke that they told about the elderly lady that at a community center they were trying to teach how to use the computer. And they asked her what her biggest problem was. She said, that I can't get the foot control to work. She thought it was a finger. But I think that this is going to be great, and
it will be.
Be a great service to our senior citizens, and it's something to look forward to.
Yes, it is. I'm excited about that.
Have we got any other ideas? What about Miss Betsy? Is she able to come back?
Well, I haven't talked to Betsy yet to see if she wants to come back. I'm sure she probably will at some point because we really enjoyed the painting. Betsy done a great job, you know, with the senior citizens, and we had probably on average about at least eight. Each Thursday when she done the painting classes, and it was a lot of fun, and it was amazing to see how they started out at the beginning and then what she had taught them and the little tricks of the trade, I guess you could say, and how much they advanced. Then of course we closed, so we have to be starting back over from the beginning again, but we're hoping, I hope Miss Betsy wants to do that. I haven't talked to her about that yet.
Well, you know, that's something, too, with us in the elder generation. Sometimes we may sit down to do something that our mind may have forgotten how to do, but our fingers still remember.
Exactly.
I know that's something that, you know, using your hands and forcing yourself to remember things.
Yeah.
And just, you know, that helps the physical part of that, of the painting, putting a brush out there and seeing something in your mind and putting
right. anything that you can do that is out of your norm as far as it goes to your mind, anything that you can do different is a good brain exercise. It really is. It makes you use parts of the brain that you're not normally using.
And some of our brains need exercise every once in a while.
Every day.
But okay, what else we got?
Okay, when we do open, we have got a lot of safety precautions in place. One thing that we've done, and Mayor Reagan has helped me, you know, tremendously on this, we are going to be coming in our back doors. And when I say our back door, it is going to be the back of the building or the side of the building where the dumpster used to sit. It is where our puzzle room, exercise room is. We are going to have those doors open for people to come in and out, and we've made some extra parking back there. Dale had that done for us, and that way, for anyone that doesn't want to have to come into the building, since we are open, you know, with all the county offices, they can come straight into the senior center and do not have to go outside, other than, of course, going to the bathrooms.
Well, you know, that's something that when you walk in there and you're kind of, you just zoom, you're in a public space all at once. You're not in the senior center. And, you know, and with, you know, with this day and time, you know, you sometimes you really don't feel secure if you're in a building that anyone can just walk in.
Yes. So I'm excited about that, and then we will have temperature checks at the door. We will have like a little questionnaire, and we have bought some touchless hand sanitizers, and we will have some of those setting up throughout the center and in our kitchen where you can just put your hand under it and the sanitizer comes out. So,
what about our water filtration stations? Do we got all of those?
We got those in. They put the last one in.
They got the last one in day before yesterday, I guess it was. And so we've got those available down there. We call it the touchless water fountain. You can take a
bottle refill station.
Yeah, you can take a bottle and fill it up, or we'll have cups on the side of the wall there that you can get. So, we'll have those available too. And it's not just down there. We stationed them, one at the library. We put one out there. We tried to station them where we thought the majority of the people would be coming in, but we also took one to our solid waste department down there and put one down there for the anyone that does come into the office area, but also with the staff down there, because they go through a lot of water in a year's time and everything with the guys and the gals down there, and so this will give them the opportunity that they can just fill their bottles up and stuff with that as well.
Sandra?
Yes.
What have you got now? Are you about done?
I think I'm about done.
Well, we've about done it on time, but I think you said you need to get down and go to work.
I've got to get back down there and be ready for Ollie when he comes and brings our food.
Okay, I'm going to read our birthday for today and let you ease out. We'll take a little short break, and Mayor Reagan can, I think maybe he can take over where you're leaving.
He can.
I don't know. It should be a hard act to follow.
But celebrating birthdays this week, and want to remind everyone that to call 931-243-5574 if you want your name on this list. But celebrating birthdays this past week, we had Mr. Wendell Cherry. I think his mom called this in. And also, I think maybe the next day, on the 7th, his mom, Anita Cherry, celebrated her birthday. So we got them. And then Quentin Gash, his family, called in to wish him a happy birthday on the 5th. And we'd like to do that, wish him a happy birthday. Miss Andrea Roberts-Corth celebrated a birthday on the 6th. I have to mention her. She was my basketball manager a long time ago. Mr. Johnny Brown celebrating a birthday. And Mr. Jim Stevens. So that's our list of birthdays for today. And remind everyone that we'll use our highly sophisticated non-computerized system to select a name. And hopefully we'll do better than Ken did last week when I asked him to give me a number between 1 and 9. And he very quickly said 12. I said that's the second time someone's done that. So don't say. But we'll be taking care of that in a few minutes. Right now, Sandra, I guess we can let you ease out of here, and we'll take a little short break, and Mayor Reagan will be with us to talk to us about what's going on down there.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust Secure Lock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card. by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, as I said this morning, we let Miss Sandra Wicks go on down to the senior center and get her day started down there, her real day. Mayor Reagan came in with us, and I think it's been maybe 4 or 6 weeks since he's been up with us. It's been a little while, but I saw him earlier in the week and kind of found out that he may be a little under the weather here for a day or two, so I thought, you know, we need to get him up here and maybe give us a little rundown on what's been going on and what's getting ready to go on and just a little bit of what's going on here in Clay County. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you again for the opportunity. It's always good to come up and be with you to get to hopefully, you know, give some of the things that are happening around our county and everything, and get that word out to all of our citizens and stuff. So I appreciate this opportunity, and certainly want to thank Squeaky. It's hard for me to call her Sandra, but I mean,
it's hard for me to call her Wicks.
Yeah, she has done an outstanding job, and she's a great asset to me. And
she is a ball of fire,
and she is, and she's worked real hard, and I know that she's very excited about being able to hopefully
Lord willing, if nothing don't change and everything, we've tried this a time or two, and we've always had to go back and backpedal and go in the opposite direction for a while. But hopefully this first of March, we'll be able to at least start bringing the seniors back in and start letting them do some activities and stuff, because I know they're looking forward to it as well. I know that, but we want everybody to be as safe as possibly, and of course we've got to continue to. The governor, he pretty much lifted all the restrictions and stuff as far as the state goes, but we're still under the rules of the CDC guidelines and stuff, so we're trying our very best to abide by that and to encourage everybody to continue to be safe, and if you find yourself in a situation where you can't socially distance, avoid the large crowds and stuff, to wear the mask and that's we continue to encourage people to do that as well.
Okay, do you want to relay a little conversation maybe that you had with the folks over at the health department about those tremendous figures we have seen on?
Yeah, I talked with the one this morning, and it looked like that our case numbers had really shot up, and they were a little concerned about that as well, because they didn't realize that, and I didn't realize, you know, it kind of confused me there a little bit, because I always continue to look at our active case numbers, and our active case right now is about 26, I think, something like that, and so it looked like that our probable and case numbers had went up about from 1,014 to 1,043, and so I thought, my goodness, what in the world, and they were a little bit shocked at that as well. So I don't know, you know, this data and these numbers and stuff. Sometimes they've been having some problems, I think, at the state level with some of the.
So don't be scared to death yet.
No, and I mean, the virus is still very much active. There's no doubt about that and everything. And we're getting, they're doing a good job at the health department getting the vaccines in the arms, you know, as many as they possibly can. When the vaccine is made available to them. And so we're still under, you know, started out with the healthcare workers and the first responders and emergency service personnel and all that. And I think we pretty much got all those vaccinated here around in the area. And then we went to the 75 age group.
And now they've dropped it down
to the 70, I think, and they're going through that. And so hopefully by the 1st of March, we'll drop it on down to where we can get the others. I know that Sandra, we talked about as far as the seniors, and she's been calling around because the state is asking them to call around to find out, you know, how many of the seniors have been, if they wanted the vaccine, was made available to them, and she told me the other day that probably half, maybe three quarters of those that, you know, that comes down to the center have had their vaccination, or they're waiting in the waiting list, at least had their first shot and everything. So it's a two-shot deal, so I mean, you gotta do two shots on it and everything.
Right.
So, and some people it has affected, had side effects that it affects people differently. We, being in the first responder and in emergency services when we had ours and everything, the only effect that I had was a sore arm and pretty much, but I have had some of my other firefighters and stuff that were affected and said that they felt like they had the flu for about 24 hours. And so that it affects people differently and everything. But they tell me, and I'm no scientist and I'm certainly no doctor, but they tell me that that's a good sign. Not that we don't want anybody to feel bad and be sick or anything, but they say that's a good sign that it's working.
That your body has reacted against this.
Yes.
And, you know, I think a lot of our folks here in this county, and I'm sure in a lot of the other rural counties, we watch the Nashville news and things, and something that I guess that a lot of people aren't familiar with, and that is that basically each county has certain restrictions, certain rules within the CDC rules, and the lineup of getting shots here in Clay County can be totally different, say, than Smith County.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're concerned, the folks over at the health office don't care one bit for you to call them and find out just exactly what's going on and when you can expect to get your vaccination.
Yeah, and Betty and them over there, and Tim and all the staff over there, they do an outstanding job. I know Matt and all of them, and I appreciate everything they're doing. We, here in Clay County, we've got they've got it set up for, they call a drive-through system. And, the state is looking at, you know, they even mentioned about some of the senior citizen centers. I know that, Squeaky sat in on a Zoom call the other day with, Mr. Schumann and them, and they were looking at the possibility of starting maybe doing some vaccinations there at the centers and stuff. So, but that's, when we contacted the health department, and they don't, and that's a good point that you made there, Thomas, because different counties do it different ways. And right now, we're set up right now to do it at the health department as a drive-through. And we've not had any indication that that's going to change any. Could change. They could call us today and say, you know, here's what we're going to do. But as of right now, that's still the system that they've got. And it's been working very well, I think, because you get your name on the list, and when the vaccine comes in, and you call and they'll let you know, said, okay, you know, give you a certain time to be out there, and you come out there and you line up, and I mean, they'll get you through there pretty quick. And then, of course, you got to sit there after the shot for about 15 minutes and everything, but it's set up a pretty good system, I think.
You know, and like I said, sometimes on the national news, we'll see a thing on there where they're going to open up Walgreens. Well, our folks are saying, hey, we got a Walgreens now.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just walk over and get us a shot.
Yeah.
But like I said, you need to check your regulations here in the county and make sure. And if you need to get your name on that list over at the health department, get your name on the
list. Absolutely, yeah. And they'll, as soon as the vaccine. And like I said, you know, I know, we have folks that says, well, I've had my name on there for such and such time, and I've not. Well, they only get a certain amount of shots every week. And I know people, folks have been seeing on the news where that they're listing a lot of counties that has no vaccine at this time. And Clay County's been listed in that several times and everything. But the vaccine has been coming in pretty much on a weekly basis and everything, and we've been getting anywhere from 80 to 100 shots at a time like that. So they want to make sure that they've got enough people on that list to where when that vaccine comes in and they open that vial, they've got, I think it's 10 or 12 shots to a vial. And once they open that, they've got to get that a certain length of time. They got to get that in the arms of somebody and everything. So it's pretty complex system that they got to get it set up and everything. But I think they're doing real well.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let's take a little short break. We'll come back. And we've probably got a little some county business we need to talk about a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we'll be back just in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Mayor, go straight into you.
Okay, well, I appreciate it again, and the opportunity. We had a county court meeting last Monday night, not this past Monday night, but a week ago, Monday night, and kind of do a little bit of an update and a run-in on what was brought up before the county commission. One of the things that we, the county commission did, and I'm very proud of that, and I commend them on that, was where they had made a one-time donation contribution to the our area fire department and rescue squads for $4,000 for where they had not been able to do any kind of fundraisers this past in 2020 through the COVID. And I know that, you know, the county does do a contribution each year of $2,500 to all the emergency services, the fire departments, and the rescue squads. And but that's still $2,500 ain't enough to keep them a running. So they rely on fundraisers. And through the pandemic, they weren't able to do any of that. So it they got hit pretty hard. And so the commissioners decided they wanted to do something. And that money came out of the, if you remember, Thomas, we talked about last year in the governor's budget, he had put in there for the local governments, he called it the governor's local government grant, and you know, each county was allocated so much money to take and use it, you know, how they deemed, you know, the legislative body, how they deemed it necessary to use to help with their the shortfalls in revenues is when it comes to the budgets and stuff. And so we were able to take some of that money out of that to give the fire departments to help them out and everything. So we was proud to get to do that. We got 8 departments across the county and nine counting the rescue squad. And so it's a total of about $36,000 that, giving them $4,000 apiece. So, they got to come down. We invited them to come down, and we had a representative from each department down there. And the county commissioners got to meet their representatives from their departments in their districts and got to present the check to them. And so we was tickled to get to do that and everything. So I certainly want to commend the commissioners for doing that, and certainly always want to thank all the volunteers and stuff for stepping up and doing what they do, especially, you know, through times of tribulation and things that we get hit with from time to time. And certainly through this pandemic, everybody has really hung in there and done well, and we certainly want to commend them for that.
Okay, now, what else we have going on?
Okay,
now?
We had some members that we added some new members to the Agricultural Committee Board, and had a couple of new people that they put on that. And I didn't bring my notes with me up here this morning, but they added a couple of new people to that Ag Board. And that's the board that I know we were talking about, the UT Extension Office, you know, that
right.
The girls in there do an outstanding job. And I know Haley, she's our new UT Extension Director, and that's her board. And that helps her as far as the budget. They have to approve her budget, and they give her the permission to take that budget before the county commission and everything. So that's her board, and that she answers to when it comes to decision making as far as, you know, her budgets and stuff like that.
Advisory board.
It is. And
they not only advise, but they can tell if they need to.
Yeah, they you know, she works well with them, and so she's got the, she is the one that will choose those people that go on the board. She'll make her recommendation, I'll put
right.
it that way. And then that gets passed on to me, and then I pass it on to the county commission and everything, and they approve them nominations and everything to the board and everything. So, and also we had back in October last year, we had an incident that happened to our ambulance service, that we had an accident, and no one got hurt as far as that, seriously. And but it did total out one of our ambulances, so we have been down one ambulance for some time, and we were able to get a used ambulance to put back in place of that as a backup. And Macon County, just so happens, Macon County was taking one of their units out of service where they rotate. They'd got a new ambulance, and so they took this one out, and just so happens they'd put a new engine in it. It had about 17,000 miles on it, and the transmission had had some work done on it and everything, and had very few miles on it as well. So a real nice unit will make us a great backup unit. So the county agreed to go ahead and do that out of the insurance recovery money that we got from our other ambulance, which, that, you know, they ain't going to pay insurance, you know, it depreciates. And
right.
So we got the money to help replace that, and should be getting that online here in a month or so, and that will give them another unit that will back them up. I know that it'll put us back to four, and but the thing about it is one of the units that we got of those four was a twin to the one that they had wrecked and totaled out. So it's got right at 200,000, maybe 200,000+ miles on it. So if it drops out of place, then all we've got is the two units. And if one of those drops out, then we're down to one. So we got to make sure to make preparations and everything and plan ahead for hopefully we'd never use that many, but you never do know. It's better to have it not needed than to need it not have it.
Well, now, I know occasionally we do have two emergency calls here at the same time in the county, because I know if you live here close to Salina, you'll hear the sirens go, and you'll see one hang a left down there and one hang a right. And
yeah.
You know that there's something on both ends of the county. It's great that we're able to take care of those things people not have to wait or have to call someone from another county to come in and help.
Yeah, and two, I know that we contract to the city, and the city operates the service for us, and they do an outstanding job, and the staff down there at the ambulance service are just, you know, I put them up against anybody, because they do a great job. But the units, the ambulances, belongs to the county. They're titled to the county, and so we're still, you know, we're responsible when it comes to the making sure that they've got a unit and everything down there. So
when we have a new director down there, don't we?
We do.
Got to get him lined up.
You have. He's Jason Emerton, and he is a real good, nice guy, very knowledgeable. And he's the new EMS director, and we also got a new EMA director. That's Kyle Haney. I don't know if you had an opportunity to get Kyle up here on the radio.
No, I need to get both those guys.
Yeah, and they're doing a good job. I was just on the phone with him yesterday, I guess, when he was keeping me informed about, you know, the National Weather Service through Tima that shoots out stuff to him all the time during inclement weather and stuff like that and everything. So he keeps us informed about that, about what to expect and everything. So he's doing a good job.
Okay, now our jail, how is that coming along?
Okay, we also, and I don't know where I've been here since we, I don't think I have, but anyway, we had a meeting with our architects and engineering firm and our civil engineering group came up at planning, I guess it was in January, I believe it was, in the last of January, to meet with the county commissioners to give them an update and to find out exactly what they want to, how they want to pursue on with this. And the commissioners give them the permission to go forward with getting all the, they're through the schematic, it's called a schematic design, and I did bring my paper so that I could keep those things in order, because it's, so we've finished up the schematic design of the building and all the layouts and stuff. So the next phase of it is the development of the design. So they'll be doing that. And then once that's done, then you go into the construction documents of it to get all the documents made up in the big, it'll be like a Sears catalog, you know, about probably a 4x4 big thick layout. And they create that document, and they won't do that till the design development is done and sent to the state. And the state has to approve it. State Fire Marshal's Office, the TCI, the Department of Corrections, and all them will look at it and say, okay, and there may be things in there that they want them to change or whatever. But as far as meeting the desires or the not necessarily the wants, but the needs of the county, the sheriff and his staff, some of his staff, and the jail committee, as well as the county commissioner, full commission, have pretty much agreed on the design that it is right now. So, I mean, it's got to go to the state and get their approval.
And, you know, Dale, if we've been watching state news and some national news, it looks like on the horizon there may be some changes made to the penal systems in the states, and that is, you know, getting back away from privately run facilities, you know, and if that happens, that could very well affect the success of the building that we're getting ready to build.
Yeah, it, they've been having a lot of problems with some of the, from what I gathered,
yeah,
a lot of the privately run facilities and stuff. So yeah, if that happens, it will be, you know, falling back more on your locals. And so it's, we're designing a 100-bed facility, and that's what we've started since we began this thing. We looked at different numbers and stuff, but that's what our advisors from CTAS and everyone has advised us that that'd probably be a comfortable number. Not necessarily, you know, it could increase as time goes on, but we're hoping, you know, that Lord willing, when this gets built, we're building it in a fashion to where it can always be added on to. And so that, unlike years ago, whenever, you know, the jails were built and stuff, they were kind of built small, and they were built in an area to where that you couldn't, it'd be even hard to put a lean-to on them and stuff. And so we're designing it to where that in the future, if the Lord lets this whole world stand and stuff, that on down the road, if county runs into a situation where they've got to have more room and everything, it won't be all that big of an issue to drop in there and then to add another, you know, 50 beds or whatever to it.
Well, you know, over the years, so many times we look at, you know, the building of new schools, the building of new government buildings throughout the state of Tennessee and throughout the country, and they would always build them, you know, too big, and everyone would say, well, that, you don't need that, that's extravagant. But it wouldn't be 5 years until you look around there and there'd be portable buildings, portable trailers there that had to be brought in and added to it. So, you know, it's something, it's hard to build something. It's hard to anticipate the building needs 10 years from now, what it's going to be like.
Yeah, and it's kind of like anything else. I mean, you build your house and you think, well, boy, I'm building that big enough. But once you get in there, I should have had bigger, more closet space or whatever. But, I mean,
you can
you know,
make a closet place too big.
No, and In this situation here, we got to, you know, use the taxpayers' money wisely, and that's and to try our very best to be as economical as we possibly can whenever we're designing this thing. And I feel like, you know, that we.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.